Real quick, friends, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a special invitation for you to join me live and in person for my upcoming masterclass, Your Three-Step Visibility Engine. In this class, I'm giving you the juicy secrets to my playbook on showing up in front of a bigger audience and how you can create your playbook to use on rinse and repeat. Grab your seat at podcaster.com/masterclass. See you there.
Welcome to the B Word, the podcast for women who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your real estate career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own truth, disown the things getting in your way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you have to overcome along the way.
Guys, we are back here at the B Word, and today's topic is slightly humorous and also slightly awkward if you were in any of the situations I'm about to go through.
We've been talking listings all week long, and today I thought I'd dive into what are the top three completely inappropriate questions I have gotten at the listing appointment. Now, men, you probably don't have to worry about this as much as the women do. So I really am shouting out to the ladies, because we all know when we get that phone call from someone that we can have a little anxiety over, is this really a true listing appointment? Am I going into or something else? Because we've all had instances where our potential clients maybe were a little inappropriate with us. So just so you know, it happens to everyone. And here are my top three. The first one that I got, my seller, potential seller, because I didn't take him as a client, we made it all the way through the listing agreement with me explaining every single page. And then he said, I'm going to need you to put a special stipulation in that upon closing and your commission being paid, we will have sex. Yep, that happened. Now, it is super awkward when you get that kind of a question, because you're thinking, really, dude, did you really just ask me that? And I just encourage every one of you out there to kind of have some good answers in the back of your pocket. Here's what I gave him. I said, well, actually, no, I can't. And I'll give you two reasons why. And I flipped back in the listing agreement to the page where it's got a paragraph that says, seller agrees not to have or ask the real estate agent or broker to perform anything illegal or to indulge in illegal acts. And I said, so you are going to sign the listing agreement here and then ask me in the listing agreement to violate this paragraph, because to my knowledge, paying for sex is actually prostitution and that is illegal. So I really can't put that in there because it violates its own contract for the listing. And then I looked at him and I was trying to diffuse the situation. And I said, and I apologize if I took your statement the wrong way and you weren't trying to be inappropriate with me, but as good of an agent as I am, I just can't make promises on behalf of your wife for you. So I'm going to let you guys have that conversation on how you want to handle it. And I'm going to go ahead and just remove myself from any potential awkwardness and say, I'm not going to take your listing. And I left the appointment, laughing to this day over that one. I mean, really? You only agree to pay the commission if I agree to sleep with you at the end of the transaction? Dude, let's be honest. As much as we all like each other during the transaction, it could go bad. You might not even like me by the end. So you definitely don't want to put that in there. All right. The second most inappropriate conversation I've ever had to have during a listing appointment was when my seller flat out asked me if he could provide a list of acceptable names of people to see his home. And I always like to ask a lot of questions during my consultations. And I said, what do you mean a list of acceptable names? Do you already have potential buyers for your property? Because if you do, like, this could be really easy. This could be the quickest sale you've ever done. I can just help you facilitate it and negotiate it. I'm thinking, dude knows like some people down the street that want to buy the home. No. He legitimately looked at me and he said, if I can't pronounce their name, or if I suspect they're from, and he starts naming off some cultures, he's like, I'm not going to sell to them. And so we don't need to have their showings. And I said, well, to start with, you actually don't know the name of the buyer who's looking at your home, because all your showings are going to be with a legitimate buyer's agent. And he said, well, then that applies to the buyer's agent's name as well. And to which case, of course, I had to say, well, I'm so sorry, Mr. Seller. I choose to be ethical and professional in what I'm doing, and that is a violation of fair housing. So if that is something you feel strongly about, you're going to have to find someone who's not me to have your listing, because I'm just not going to play by that game. It's not who I am, and it's never going to be. And I had to leave that listing without the listing, which is fine with me, because I'd rather not take a bad listing and have those kind of things come up during the process than take a listing and waste my time, effort, and cash on it, only to find out I've got sellers who are inappropriate. All right. So number three, most inappropriate questions I've ever gotten on listing appointments. I had a seller legitimately ask if he could come to my home during showings. I had gone through the process of what a listing being on the market looks like, my expectations that he would take his dog and he would be off the property during showings, because you have to make buyers feel comfortable in the home. They need to be able to talk to their agent without fear of you listening in and hanging around the corner. And so his solution to that was, well, then I need to come to your house during showings. Nope, that's not going to happen. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to accommodate that. My home is not my place of business. And he really started pressing me on the issue about, well, he didn't want to hang out at the dog park. He didn't want to go hang out at Starbucks, which is what I suggested to him. And finally, I looked at him and said, do you just want to come to my house because of me or because you don't really know where you can go during showings? And he was like, well, I just figured we could have a couple glasses of wine during showings over at your house. No, I'm so sorry. My husband doesn't like me to bring work home with me. And again, that's a listing I chose not to take. Ladies, if your potential seller makes you feel uncomfortable at any point during the process of a listing appointment or consultation, run. Do not walk away. There is no home you can put on the market that is worth that. There is no commission they can pay you that is worth compromising who you are and putting yourself in a situation that may potentially really turn out negatively or badly, or something that you have to get brokers involved in or potentially attorneys involved in. It's just not worth it. This is your life and your livelihood. And as much as you may sometimes think, but I really need that listing because we live paycheck to paycheck, I promise you, it's not worth it. And I give you permission when it gets to that point in a consultation to gather up your paperwork, say your goodbyes, politely tell them you'll refer them out to a different agent if that's what they would like, and choose not to work with them. These situations may have been super, super awkward, but be very clear, they do actually come up occasionally on listing appointments. So you really actually need to be prepared. Even if you don't foresee that coming up during something, you just need to have your scripts and how you're going to handle awkward situations like that at the ready so that you can pull them out of your back pocket. Hopefully you got a little bit of chuckle out of some of mine, and I hope that they really don't happen to you, but I'm sure we've all been there. If you have a really funny one that you want to share with me, I would adore hearing them. I love to kind of giggle with you over some of the stuff that goes down during a listing appointment. So comment below or shoot me a message on Instagram, because man, I think we all just kind of need to gather up some of these stories, because quite frankly, it would make a book top seller, the crap we go through as listing agents, especially as the women. And hey, listen, while you're at it, while you're gathering up that story and you're going to drop it in a DM to me so that I can have a laugh, why don't you take a moment and share this podcast episode with a friend of yours that you think might need a good laugh, because I'm sure you've got one out there. I'll see you guys around on Instagram and in the Facebook group.